You're listening to the Productive Not Busy podcast, where our mission is to make you more money so you'll have less stress and more free time. It's all about mindset, attitude, and taking action. And your host, Wayne Weathersby, knows how to make that happen. He's negotiated and closed over $150 million in contracts while building businesses with proven success strategies that he wants to share with you. So if you're ready to make some real money, then let's get to it. Here's Coach Wayne.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're listening to this. I am sitting here as an older gentleman compared to the people that I normally speak to. I feel like I'm 25, but I'm not. I stand here and I'm a 55-year-old man who's lived through life's ups and downs. But I'm just a fellow traveler, just like you millennials. And most of the people that I coach with are half my age. And I can tell you, I've seen the peaks and the valleys and the twists and the turns and everything in between. But I can tell you this, through it all, I've learned a thing or two about what it takes to make things happen. And that's why I enjoy doing what I do, is I get to pass this information on, try to make your journey a little easier. So if you're a millennial, sit back and enjoy the ride. Let us folks who've already blazed the trail kind of give you some tips. Now, I get it. I know what you're thinking. Right? Oh, this old dude is standing up here telling us how to live our lives. And I get it. I was there. I felt the same way before. Right? I may not be this digital native or fluent in emoji speaking human being, but what I lack in hashtags and TikTok prowess, I may make up for in wisdom earned through decades of lived experiences. That's worth something. So just sit back and humor me for a minute, okay? If you will. I'm going to share with you some hard-earned truths about what it takes and what it means to chase your dreams with purpose and determination, because I did that in the music industry, in the automotive industry, in real estate. Let's talk about what I put number one on my list every time, is taking action, first and foremost. You see, hope is not a strategy. Wishing is not a strategy. You can wish upon every freaking shooting star in the galaxy, but if you're not willing to roll up your sleeves and put in the work, the dreams will remain nothing more than a distant freaking fantasy. I promise. So I urge you, don't just sit there waiting for life to happen to you. Go out there and make it happen for you. Take purposeful action towards your goals, one step at a time, no matter how big they are. And I almost will tell you, I can't guarantee you, but you'll watch this universe kind of conspire to help you along the way. It's awesome. But action is not enough. Purpose is the fuel that propels us towards the face of what we're looking for, especially in the face of adversity. It's what gives our actions meaning and direction. Guiding us towards our truth, right? Guiding us to that true north when the path ahead seems like uncertain or impossible. So I want you to take some time to soul search and to dig deep and to uncover what truly sets your soul on fire. Because when you align your actions with your purpose, magic happens, man. Doors open, opportunities present themselves, and the impossible becomes possible. Now, I'm not going to sit here and I'd be remiss if I didn't address the elephant in the room. Failure. Right? Failure. The dreaded F word that strikes fear into even the bravest of us. But let me tell you something. Failure is not the end of the road. It's merely a detour on the journey to success. Every setback, every stumble, every fall is an opportunity to learn, to grow, and to succeed. It allows you to come back stronger than before. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from chasing your dream. Embrace it, learn from it, and use it as a fuel to propel you towards what you're looking for. I remember when I started my journey in the music business, my father was an amazing musician. I wasn't. I was okay. But I didn't let that stop me from trying. And it took me to amazing places and made me realize that everybody's different. I don't have to be like everybody else. I can be me and be successful. And speaking of greatness, let's talk about mindset. You see, success is as much a state of mind as it is a destination. So cultivating a mindset of abundance and the possibility of unwavering belief in yourself and your abilities. Money, man. Banish the negative self-talk. Self-doubt, the limiting beliefs that hold you back from reaching where you want to go. Because when you believe in yourself with every fiber of your being, screw everybody else. The universe has no choice but to believe in you too. But here's the thing. Chasing your dreams isn't all about rainbows and unicorns. There's going to be some challenges. There's going to be setbacks and moments of doubt along the way. I promise. And that's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's necessary. Because in those moments of struggle that we discover that we're truly made of comes out. It's where we find our strength, our resilience, our inner grit, and what propels us towards forward or go in the face of adversity. So let me tell you today, I urge you to take action with purpose, to embrace failure as a stepping stone to success, to cultivate a mindset of unwavering belief in yourself and your abilities, because the world needs you and your unique talents, your bold ideas, your unbridled enthusiasm, now more than ever, because things are screwed up. So go forward, go forth, and chase your dreams and everything else that you want. And remember, the only thing that limits what exists in your world is what you take action. The only limits that exist are the ones that you place on yourself. So dream big, aim high, and never, never, ever give up. The world is just waiting for you to shine. I thank you for taking a moment to listen to my nonsense. I hope you find this helpful. I hope you find it inspiring. I really, truly appreciate you guys taking a minute to listen. You guys have a great day. Be safe. Take care. Find somebody and say something nice to them.
You've been listening to the Productive, Not Busy podcast. Please hit the subscribe and notification of new episodes button and visit us on social media like Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok for bonus content.